At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hour number two of the nightcap here on VSiN. That's Sean King, former Tulane Green Wave great, Super Bowl champion. I am Tim Murray, live from our Circus Sportsbook studios on Fremont Street in downtown Las Vegas. The Carolina Panthers, dropping a touchdown pass. Chuba Hubbard, Christian McCaffrey out with a hamstring injury, and the news just coming out. Panthers leading 17-9, by the way, 4:21 to go in the fourth quarter. Important to some here. You've got the 8.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Carolina -1.5 starting a two-leg team teaser. But J.C. Horn, reported by, I believe it was Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, suffered a broken foot. No timetable yet for the Panthers' first-round pick, but not ideal there. And you said it. I mean, as soon as he went to the ground,
yeah, he knew.
He pointed right to his foot, put no pressure on his foot, and, you know, I mean, broken foot, I mean, there's so many different ways. Some can be season-ending. Some can be 6 to 8 weeks. So hopefully it is... It is the latter.
And they are super high on JC, as they should be.
Yeah. I mean, they drafted him over Patrick Surtain. Yeah,
he looks the part. I mean, he was dynamic. He was causing havoc while I was there. It's a big loss for them, especially considering they already lost Christian McCaffrey for the rest of this game as well.
Just a peek over to college football, because someone on this table has the dog here, Marshall +7.5. And, of course, it is a 31-30 App State lead, and they have the ball. Never easy. It is never easy. But Marshall, who has been leading the majority of this game, they led 30-21 going into the fourth quarter, Sean. They now trail by 1, and App State has the ball.
You actually want App State to get from, well, not score.
Oh, boy.
But,
oh, boy. You might want to tackle him.
It doesn't look like they're trying to.
Oh, boy. This is terrible. Also, Marshall missed a 32-yard field goal midway through this fourth quarter. And it is now, if you're App State, I mean, App State doesn't have to do anything, right? They're up by 1.
So Marshall has 1 timeout.
They should be able to salt this one away. Big run. They're leading by 1. So
now, see, here's what is interesting when it comes to knowing the spread.
Yeah.
Because App State alums have App State -7.
Yep.
So we'll know in a second.
We talked about that article earlier this week. So we'll keep our eyes on that. Sam Darnold just plunged into the end zone on a quarterback sneak on 3rd and goal. If this stands, because he was met right away, but then pushed in by Ricci, the fullback, and it is going to stand.
I'll never forget this. I went to Coach Dungy.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? They should ban QB sneak.
Why?
Man, that is the worst play for a quarterback in the history of football. Man, you're a piñata.
How would you...
Man, we pay everybody in front of me with a 70 and 60 number. And if we pay somebody behind me, generally has a 20 or 30 number on. Get those guys to do their job and hand the ball to the guy behind me.
Oh, no, no, no. Get down. Get down. Yes! That guy. That App State running back.
Woo! This is unbelievable.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is unbelievable. If you have App State right now, you just broke something. Like, you really just broke something.
App State's running back, you are my hero. Marshall clearly was given the told, let them score a touchdown. So they open the Seagate, the floodgates, have at it, and Nate Noel, you are getting a thank you note in the letter, my friend.
You know what he's not getting if they don't score here? He's not getting any of those $100 handshakes in the alumni
Nate
tent
Noel,
after the game.
Nate Noel, you are my hero.
Because they all have App State minus 7.
Tweet this out.
It's not over. Like, Marshall called timeout.
Oh, they're going to keep kneeling. Ha! What a smart young man.
Hey.
Smart young man.
Not smart by him. It's smart for you.
Well, because if he goes into the end zone, you give Marshall an opportunity.
It's smart for you. It's not smart for him. All the Marshall alum, I mean, all the App State alums took App State laying the points.
Nah, just take them on the money line,
nah,
App State alums.
Nah. You see, they're not even celebrating right now. They're like, are you serious? Somebody mentioned it to him after the game.
Oh, he was told to get down.
Nah.
He was told to get down.
And somebody going
to
pull out a wad and be like, you know, you could have got this if you'd have scored.
Oh, man. Go take that knee. Go celebrate, boys. What a night in Boone, North Carolina. Big win for App State. You know, they're avenging a loss from last year. They went to Marshall. They were on CBS, lost 17-7. It's a big win. Well done, App State. And Nate Noel, salute to you, sir.
You're something else. I mean, you're absolutely something else.
Yeah. Gotta love it.
The head coach is going to be trying to figure out why no alums are in the press conference or in the tent afterwards.
All right. I'll go buy a Nate Noel jersey right now. I don't know what number he wears, but I'll get it. Well done, sir. Thank you. All right. Back to the NFL. 24-9, Panthers up on the Texans. So if you play the Panthers in Survivor, what's interesting is, you know, I played Panthers in our nightcap Survivor here. In the first week against the Jets, and there are plenty of people who took him this week, especially when the news came out that it'd be Davis Mills starting. Yeah. So I bet you most people have utilized the Panthers already up to this point, and it has gone final in Boone, North Carolina. Shoot off those rifles. Mountaineers, baby! Good win! Good win!
I wonder what actually the definition of a mountaineer is.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
All I know is it's just from the West Virginia guy. He's got the musket.
It's got to be something
by the way,
outdoor connotation.
We have implications here.
Oh, 100%.
Because you got 8.
Yeah.
But it closed at 8.5.
Right.
So it's 24-9, and David Culley's going to kick the extra point, as he should, to make it an 8-point game. So if they score a touchdown here, but they have to score. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Wow. I don't know what just happened. They fumbled that, or was that thrown?
It looked like he tried to throw it.
Yeah, but...
They're calling an incomplete pass because the clock stopped.
Yeah, he threw this ball.
Which if it is, then it should be grounding.
Oh, it just shot out.
Oh, wow.
What? Yeah, that's...
Oh, somebody's hand.
That's a fumble.
Yeah, well, the clock should be running.
I'm seeing a lot of people out there. App State -7. Sports betting can be cruel. You were down 9 going into the fourth quarter. The App State is not a bad beat. Not a bad beat.
Oh, that's a bad beat.
You were down nine. That's a smart football play.
Favorite, that's a bad beat. I didn't play the game.
It's a smart football
play. No, that's a bad beat.
It's not a bad beat.
Only saying,
you were the wrong side for 50-some-odd minutes.
Because you won.
No, I'm not. You were on the wrong side.
If you had
App State
right
game.
Now, you'd be like,
I would be upset.
Right.
I would be upset, but it was.
So then have sympathy for those bettors.
No.
Yes.
Because I will have a bad beat surely
I'm gonna
sooner
say
rather
this,
than later.
And I'm going to say it in my, please adhere to this advice for us. You want your karma to be good going into Chicago this Saturday.
It's true, I do. I do need it. All right, sorry. It was a bad beat. Anyone who had App State, I saw, I'm sorry.
That's, my man.
That's a tough loss.
Yeah.
So my condolences. That's Absolutely. A bad beat. And we could have bad beats if you got in late.
Well, why are they going for it on 4th and 11? Punt the ball, man.
By the way, you know what? This could be a middle situation. This is very, because yesterday at South Point, it was Texans +7.5 or Panthers -7.5. You're staring 8 right there because I'm looking at it right now. South Point, I think they closed. I think everyone closed 8.5. So the middle is very, yeah. South Point closed 8.5. So you're looking at a middle possibility with the Houston Texans and the Panthers here tonight.
What I'm looking at is Panthers need to stop this 4th and 11.
Yeah, you got the 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're cheering. We're pulling for our, see, karma.
Pulling for our pockets.
Pulling for your pockets
right
now. Let's go.
That's right.
I would be a winner with Mr. Nate Noel. Salute you, sir.
And Aaron's back there like he doesn't care because no one from Maryland's playing, so.
Well, he had Texans, or sorry, Panthers to start a teaser here.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Nah.
Yeah, he's got a 3-leg teaser. Oh, yeah, and he's so happy. DJ Moore's doing his thing.
Yeah, right. He didn't go to Maryland.
He did go to Maryland.
No, he didn't. He's from Maryland.
He did. He a Terp.
Can we sack this guy?
4th down. All right, you're good. There we go. 4th down conversion. Or, sorry, 4th down attempt. Turnover on downs. Good job, Panthers. 24-9. 2:31 to go in the 4th quarter.
My guy Dante from New Orleans.
There you go.
Yeah, man. They think he has a chance to be a Pro Bowl caliber cornerback.
So overall, we'll get more into this game on the other side of the break. But
I thought
this is a tough night for the Panthers.
I think Davis Mills is exactly what I thought he was yesterday. He's going to be a pretty high end backup in the league. Like, if you need him to come in for one game and you have good talent around him, he's probably not going to get you beat. But if you're looking for him to save the franchise, you're probably going to get beat quite a bit.
24-9, under 2.5 minutes to go. Texans just turned the ball over on downs. One more first down here will salt this victory away for the Panthers, and they will improve to 3-0. Mr. King will be happy. I will be happy. Hopefully you will be happy as well. More on Panthers-Texans on the other side. 2:26 to go. Panthers by 15. It is the Nightcap on VSiN.
This is the Nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Nightcap here on VSiN as victory formation at midfield at NRG Stadium. Sam Darnold takes a knee, and the Carolina Panthers, ladies and gentlemen, 3-0 to start the year.
Yeah.
Also 3-0 ATS. Carolina Panthers covering machines. They cover the 8.5. They win 24-9. Under comes home with ease as that was a total closing 43.5, and the 8.5 is covered for you.
Yep. I had 8.
The 8 covered for you. Yep. The teaser leg for me comes home to start it. Now we just need the Browns to take care of business against a rookie quarterback. But overall, just your impressions, we'll wait to see. Maybe Matt Rhule will have more information in his postgame presser with Christian McCaffrey. But you're 3-0 right now. You're the Carolina Panthers. J.C. Horn broke his foot. That has been reported by Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. Christian McCaffrey left with a hamstring. So overall, you're the Panthers. You're happy. You're 3-0, right? But, man, for a team that getting off to this type of start, Sean, 1-0 in the division, but to potentially be without Christian McCaffrey and J.C. Horn for an extended period of time, tonight's kind of one of those nights. What is the plane flight like home tonight for Carolina? Is it happy or is it great? We won, but we just lost our best player and our rookie.
It really depends on the temperature of the team, but I mean, everybody's going to be ecstatic that they won. They're 3-0. Like, no one expected Carolina to be 3-0. So they've exceeded expectations. They have a long weekend. So, like, if you want to fly home, these are those weekends that if you're college, like Trimble, for instance, probably now is going to Chicago to be at the Notre Dame-Wisconsin game.
Oh, he's
going to
be there?
Well, I'm just saying, these are when you play Thursday.
Tommy, give me a call, man. We'll hang out.
Yeah, holla at him. Who are you?
Hey, remember your coach? Remember your intern in at the OTA, Sean King? He's my guy. Come hang out.
Know exactly. Yeah. But this is when you make those plans. You know, you relax a little bit. It's also a great early season win for Carolina because it's such a teaching tool. And they'll need to learn from tonight's performance if they want to avoid losing these kind of games later in the season by not being as prepared, not having as much attention to detail as will be needed as they get into this playoff hunt later in the year.
So let's take a look. Let's grade out the props here. Tommy Tremble, once again.
Everything had to be under almost.
As we were all anticipating, Tommy Tremble scores a touchdown, 15-1.
Wow.
Sam Darnold rushed for a score on a quarterback sneak, which is Sean's favorite play. He rushed for two touchdowns?
It should be banned.
Wow. He rushed for two touchdowns. He's got a cement blocks
Did
attached
Aaron
to his
say
feet. 100-1 for Sam Darnold to rush for two touchdowns. So, yeah, if you're wondering, your touchdown scorers tonight, Sam Darnold rushed for two. Tommy Tremble rushed for a score. And then Davis Mills threw a touchdown pass to Anthony Miller. Those are your four touchdowns tonight in this game.
This is a badly played football game.
Not great. Yeah. But if you're the Panthers, you're Matt Rhule.
You're glad you won.
You're 3-0.
Right.
You're 3-0. You're covered.
You're happy. The pregame speech will be very short. Hey, guys, great win tonight. You know we got some things to work on. Get dressed. See you on the plane.
Right.
I mean, that's probably the extent of it.
Let's go home.
Yep.
Let's get healthy and long weekends, which is nice, as you mentioned. And up next for the Carolina Panthers, once again, we will find out the severity of Christian McCaffrey. You got a road trip to Dallas to take on the Cowboys.
Very winnable game.
Sure.
Much more winnable with McCaffrey. Playing on Thursday gives McCaffrey an extra 3 days.
Hopefully.
To be prepared for following Sunday if it's not a severe hamstring pull.
Yeah. So hopefully Christian McCaffrey, once again, he left. So
he won't be going anywhere this weekend.
No.
Yeah, he'll be in the street.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to who's Stanford play. He ain't going to the Stanford game, that's for sure. He's staying down in Charlotte. And he's going to be working on that hamstring. So, yeah, Christian McCaffrey, if you played any of his props, obviously those go well under the total in this one.
Did Ingram pass the 9.5 carry prop?
He did not.
Nah.
Six. Shout out to Brad Evans. Favorite play, under 34.5 yards as the longest reception, or longest pass completed by Davis Mills. His longest, 30 yards by...
I still don't even know how you found that.
It was there. I mean, it was there.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of Brad, and that's what great sports bettors do. They find holes in the market. And looking at his... Because, once again, go to his Twitter handle. He has all his plays. He grades them out. And Brad went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6-4 tonight. With some plus money that came home. He had Davis Mills under 34.5 completion. That was plus money. I think that was a booster.
Mm-hmm.
He had Robbie Anderson under 3.5 receptions. That comes home plus 125. And then he had DJ Moore, which, man, that cashed incredibly easy, over 5.5 receptions. So, you know, Brad's doing his thing, man. He has his overall record on his prop bets. Plus 41.54 units so far for Brad. So well done, Brad. So, you and my new favorite football player, Nate Noel, salute to both of you tonight.
This may go down as the worst trade in NFL history. DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Since David Johnson,
Bill O'Brien, man.
Since David Johnson has gotten to the Houston Texans after being traded for DeAndre Hopkins, they gave away DeAndre Hopkins to get back David Johnson. He's played in 14 games. He has a total of 730 yards rushing in 2 years. And they traded him for arguably the best receiver in football.
Yeah. Well, they got a second-round pick, but then they traded a second-round pick to get Brandon Cooks. So essentially it was, I think, Brandon Cooks and David Johnson for DeAndre Hopkins, what they netted out. And then they traded Laremy Tunsil. Or they traded for Laremy Tunsil, and they got, you know, they get that. That was the gift that just continues to keep on giving.
I don't
to the
mind
Dolphins.
Trading DeAndre for a running back, but let it be Derrick Henry or Christian McCaffrey or some transcendent talent.
I mean, Bill O'Brien, I think, isn't a bad football coach. He is a horrific general manager, and there are very few coaches that can do both. Very
true.
Few.
That's true.
It is.
It's a lot.
Look, you coached a position in high-level college football.
Mm-hmm.
You work 20-hour days.
Yeah.
You're a head coach in the NFL,
yeah.
And you're expected to have game plans, break this thing all down, and, oh, by the way, let's also worry about acquiring players.
Or just hire somebody like me to do it all for you, and then I'll let you take the credit.
There you go.
As long as I'm compensated properly.
That works, too.
Yeah.
So once again, Panthers win tonight 24-9, 3-0 start to the season.
The fighting Matt Rhule.
Over under, I believe, preseason 7.5, I believe, on the Carolina Panthers.
That's looking good.
Very good start. Obviously, the win over the New Orleans Saints is what
when you
bumps
play
it
a
up.
Totals ticket, can you cash it once it goes over? You have to wait till the
you
end
gotta
of
wait.
The year.
You gotta wait till the end of the season. I think. Pretty sure you gotta wait. Yeah, you gotta wait till the end of the season there. Yeah, so, but you're just sitting there and you're saying, I know I'm going to go cash this.
Tell you guys to jump on that Clemson under 11.5. That's already under.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I just disagree with your 9-3.
It's happening.
Okay. You tell me where.
Okay.
Is it happening this weekend?
I'll call you. Nah, probably not. Not a big NC State guy.
So the problem is when you go back to Clemson and you keep speaking your 9-3 proclamation into existence, which, by the way, the 9-3 doesn't account for the ACC championship game. You're talking about the 12 regular season games. If it ain't NC State, who is it?
There's power in the tongue. You have to speak it into existence.
Got to start speaking a little harder.
No, not yet. They've already lost through three.
There it is. There's the schedule.
Yeah.
There it is.
Well, at least two more losses on there. Easy.
Probably UConn.
Chris just told you how good at Syracuse. He just told you.
Syracuse has done it before.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Dino did
it
once.
Tennessee, they can beat them. You think, probably the only person that still thinks Florida State's good, but they have that game sitting there. I think Louisville's going to win.
I think Louisville's going to win the conference, and
Malik Cunningham's going to be ACC player of the year.
You're crazy. You're absolutely crazy. But by the way, you just said, well, Pittsburgh beat Tennessee. Tennessee's terrible, and Pittsburgh followed it up by losing to Western Michigan.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
Because that happened more recently than the Tennessee win.
I'm just saying, Clemson's a 9-3 team if you watch.
I will watch. Yeah. I'll watch them go 11-1.
Not happening.
How about this? I get 10-2 as well. I get wiggle room. All right. We got the Ryder Cup coming up. We'll talk a little bit Ryder Cup on the other side. Panthers get the win 24-9. Get the cover. Under comes home. It is the nightcap here on VC.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check out the current betting splits data. The new feature gives you insights on where the money and bets are moving for every game. You'll be able to see where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. Data is available for moneyline, over-under, and against the spread bets. Betting splits are another way VSiN is here to make you a smarter better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Carolina Panthers a winner 24-9 over the Houston Texans. We took the points with App State. Send your thank you cards to Nate Noel. Took the points with Marshall. Send thank you cards to them as a heady play.
So bad.
It's a smart football play.
It's so bad.
It's a smart football play. You need to get down. Why would you score?
He's going to fall one rushing touchdown short of being the all-time rusher.
You don't think that was a smart football play?
No.
How not? Why not?
The defense,
they won the game.
The defense is on scholarship, too.
They won the game because of that. You don't. What's better? Whatever. We'll get into this later. That's Sean King. He's smarter than I am because he, you know, played in the NFL. I didn't, but I think it was a smart play. Let's bring in a man who knows a lot about a lot of things. I text with him all the time about college football, college hoops. But his main job is doing phenomenal work at the Golf Channel. He's up in Wisconsin getting ready for the Ryder Cup. It is Steve Sands. Mr. Sands, I was with Dan Helly and Dave Ross. We had a little D.C. reunion. Your name came up last night. So we're hoping you're doing quite well there in Wisconsin getting ready for the Ryder Cup.
Oh, man, that's never a good thing when your name comes up in Vegas with somebody. Never good. Although we did have Marshall tonight, so we're on it with you.
Hey, Steve, so I can clarify, this is Sean King. I was not invited to the shindig last night. Any hate that was spewed with your name, I was not attached or associated with it in any way, shape, form, or fashion.
Now, Steve, Sean,
I was on the sideline for the Skins-Bucks playoff game that you won.
Ooh.
Was that the bad snap game in Tampa?
Yeah, that was it.
The Matt Turk bad snap game?
That was. I think they made Matt fly back commercial.
Yeah, Danny Snyder didn't like that very much. I was at that game. I used to do local sports in Orlando at the NBC affiliate. We covered the Bucks a lot. You were I know you're a Tulane guy. My wife went to Tulane.
Nice. And,
you were always a pleasure to cover, and I'm happy for your success, Sean.
Well, thanks for being on the Nightcap. We appreciate it.
And unfortunately, Steve, he has to hang out with me every night. You know how treacherous.
I'm just clearing my name. You guys up there talking about people, and make sure you know it wasn't me.
Hey, listen, man. Winners hang out with winners, man. You guys are all right.
Steve, the Ryder Cup. I thought it was the right move last year to push the Ryder Cup back a year because you know so well covering this event for Golf Channel and NBC. The fans, more than I would say almost any golf event, they mean so much for the Ryder Cup. So early just feel up there in Wisconsin with fans there. What is that early feel of the USA getting that home field advantage, so to speak, this year?
Yeah, there is no other event in golf that has the energy level of this one, Tim. And it's imperative that the fans are here. That you can play NFL football and college football without fans. It's not nearly as good, but you can do it, and the other sports as well. And you can do golf tournaments at the PGA Tour level without fans. But this one in particular, you have to have the fans. The energy is just too palpable, and it's just great. So, you know, the home course advantage is here because it's in the United States. But when you guys turn on the TV tomorrow and see this place, it'll look like Ireland. You know, it looks like there's an ocean on one side of it. It's Lake Michigan. It looks like an ocean. Humps and bumps, hills everywhere. It's a links-style course. It's not a links course like you would see over there in England and Scotland and Northern Ireland and Ireland, but it sure looks like it, and it's going to be blowing. The wind is going to blow all weekend. It might blow a little bit tomorrow, but it's certainly going to blow on Saturday and Sunday with chilly temperatures, relatively, you know, chilly temperatures in the mid-40s in the morning when everybody's teeing off. And a little bit of wind, it's going to feel like Europe as opposed to America. So I'm not so sure that there's a home course advantage this week.
Steve, yesterday we had Brady Cannon on, and we were trying to figure out what players to take for most points. And he gave us Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, Rory McIlroy, and Sergio Garcia. Do you have any other names that you think might break out and have a dominant performance?
Yeah, you know, the key to that bet is what guy's going to play the most sessions. Everybody, Sean, has to play on Sunday in the singles. There are two sessions on Friday, two sessions on Saturday. And you cannot play four players, or you don't play four players. Only eight guys play at each session. So if you're going to make that play, then you've got to take somebody who you think is going to play most likely in all five sessions, two Friday, two Saturday, one Sunday. So that list would be a Cantley, a Justin Thomas, a Rory McIlroy, a John Rahm, Sergio Garcia. I don't know about Colin Morikawa doing that, but I think Justin Thomas would be a decent play. I think Patrick Cantlay from the American side would be a decent play. Rory McIlroy on the other side should play all five sessions. John Rahm certainly was the number one player in the world. I'd be shocked if he didn't play all five sessions. And I think there's a wild card there in Shane Lowry. But the problem with Shane is he's not playing in the morning, so he's not going to play all fives. He only has a chance to earn four. And I think someone will earn 4 points this week, maybe even 4.5 or maybe even all five. So I would probably go with Rahm, McIlroy, Cantlay, and Thomas in that category.
Talking to Steve Sands from the Golf Channel. He will be there in Wisconsin, taking it all in, being part of the broadcast. I was listening to another gentleman from the DMV that knows golf quite well, buddy of yours, Scott Van Pelt, on his podcast, and he just said, how is Europe a dog? You know, or this significantly? You know, I understand that the U.S. has the most talent, but, you know, they have not, what, they've lost four, Europe's won four of the last five, is that right, Steve, Ryder Cups?
Four of the last five, seven of the last nine, nine of the last 12.
So I'm looking at DraftKings right now. Europe is now plus 240 to win this and to lift the trophy if you just want to make sure that if there is a draw, Europe gets to keep it, is plus 170. Is that a good value play when you look at Europe at those odds, knowing the success that they've had in recent Ryder Cups?
I do. I think it's a better value play than laying the heavy number for the United States. And I think, you know, match play is so different than stroke play. You don't get 4 days to kind of work the kinks out and the best man is standing. In match play, the Americans are way, way better on paper, way better. They have nine of the top 11 players in the official World Golf Ranking on their team of just 12 guys. I mean, it's not even close on paper, but they play golf on grass, not on paper. And match play is not stroke play. So, for instance, when you look at the matchups tomorrow morning, as far as those Friday morning sessions go, you know, when you see someone like a Dustin Johnson or Colin Morikawa, for instance, they're great, great players. major champions. Both of them won two major championships. But they could play really well, shoot 67 or 68, and get beat. Over the course of 4 days, will they beat their opponent? Yes. But one round in match play, totally different deal. I think Europe is the value as far as the number goes, as far as hoisting the cup at week's end. I think the United States is going to win, and it should win. If it plays well, the U.S. will win. And they might win going away if they play well. But match play is different, and America never really plays great in this thing. So let's see how it all plays out.
Well, the last time the United States won, it was a Hazeltine, and they won 17-11. So you mentioned the potential of them going away. You know, you mentioned not laying the price with the United States. You can, at DraftKings, go with a spread. So if you like the United States to win by 2.5 strokes, that would be even money. And if you think they go running away, like you mentioned, 3.5, you get plus money. Would that be the way to go if you like the United States? Is this, you know, I mentioned this last night to Brady when we had him on, and we have, you know, just about a minute. But, you know, sometimes you say, I either think this team's going to win outright win outright or not cover at all. And that's kind of, is that fair to look at the United States when it goes into this?
Totally. Absolutely, Tim. I think the U.S. could play well and win this thing 20-8. There's 28 points total. But I could also see Europe winning in a tight one. So if I was going to bet the U.S., I would probably, I don't think the U.S. is going to win this thing by one. I think the U.S. wins, it's going to win by 4, 5, 6, 7 points. And I think if you're going to get a better price laying some points, I would absolutely do that if you're going to bet the U.S.
Steve Sands, Golf Channel, USA -3.5, +125.
Ooh, juicy.
I like that play.
There you go. That's what Steve Sands like. Hey, Steve, always a pleasure. Mississippi State money line. Let's get it this weekend.
Tell the wife I said roll wave.
My man.
There he is, Steve Sands, one of the best. Always love chatting with him. It is the Nightcap here on VSiN. What happened in Houston tonight? We'll get to the latest here on the Nightcap.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. That's according to TalentNest. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Alongside Super Bowl champ Sean King, I am Tim Murray here from the Circa Studios in downtown Las Vegas at the glorious Circa Sportsbook. And once again, make sure to check us out. YouTube TV, iHeartRadio, all those great places. So many ways to take in VEASAN. Thanks to Steve Sands. Thanks to Warren Sapp, Chris Felica. We've had ourselves a pretty good show so far.
Yeah, we have.
We're just going to call it a show after 2 hours.
All thanks to you. Couldn't do it without my esteemed compadre.
We are a team, like
Tim Murray.
We are a team.
That's right, baby. Wolfpack. We hunt together.
We are a team. We work together.
The lone wolf starves.
So the Panthers get the win tonight, get the cover.
Yes.
That's a good thing for Mr. King over here. For me, keeps the two-leg teaser alive. And the Panthers, this just pointed out by ESPN Stats and Information, 3-0 for the first time since 2015. They have held their opponents to 573 total yards this season. That's the fewest total yards allowed by any team in a 3-0 start since the 1992 Eagles. That team had a gentleman by the name of Reggie White.
And think if they don't give up that 85 right before the half, it's less than that.
Yeah. Yeah, they drove right down the field, got that touchdown before the half.
Yeah.
So the Panthers, Christian McCaffrey, just the latest on him, I believe it is a strained hamstring. We don't know the severity. You know, those can be lingering.
Yeah.
That could be one that...
It's a tough injury. It's a soft tissue injury. And like I mentioned earlier, it really only heals with rest. And you have to be very, very strategic in how you work a guy back from a hamstring injury. For instance, Chuba Hubbard was not allowed to do anything throughout all of the OTAs because he had suffered a slight hamstring pull. So you really, if those happen, you'd rather they happen in the offseason so you can really take your time. But knowing Christian like I do, he's going to do everything he can to be back and ready Sunday against, I think it's the Cowboys they play Sunday.
Yeah, right? They play the Cowboys, Sunday? Yep. So that is the spot there for the Panthers moving forward. But, you know, overall, just defensively, what you've seen from this Panthers team, you've spoken so highly of them,
mm-hmm.
and I just mentioned the statistics out there. J.C. Horn reportedly broken foot. So, once again, we don't know how long he is out. But from what you have seen from this defense, how legit of a threat is this to make the playoffs right now?
No, huge. Absolutely. They're legit. They're a huge threat to make the playoffs. Especially if Sam Darnold plays like he did the first 2 weeks. Now, there were times at night where, you know, he kind of was oblivious to the threat matrix that was surrounding him and got really fortunate not to lose a couple fumbles early in this game. But, you know, he bounced back. He stayed composed. He showed some mental toughness, and he played better in the second half. So, again, their success and failure, like, on the big stage is going to revolve around one guy, and that's number 14, Sam Darnold.
So what have you made so far of Sam Darnold's play? By the way, Sam Darnold, 2 touchdowns tonight on the ground.
Yeah.
Those odds were 100-1 to come home for him to score 2 touchdowns on the ground. So just tonight's performance from Sam Darnold, 24-9 victory, 23 of 34, 304 yards through the air, no touchdowns, no picks. Does get a couple of touchdowns on the ground. As you look at the prop bets on the screen there on VSiN.com or wherever you may be watching, over on passing yards, under on passing touchdowns, under on interceptions, over on completions by 1, over on pass attempts by 1. Does not get that long of 36.5. His longest completion was a 30-yarder to Tommy Tremble. But Sam Darnold, through 3 games, including tonight, what have you seen from him? And it feels like he's a different man since he left the Jets.
He has big-time talent. I mean, the zip, the velocity that he gets on the football is elite. He's definitely athletic enough to escape, you know, issues in the pocket. You saw him on an extended run tonight, even though it was called back.
Mm-hmm.
the ball location, I think when he can throw a fastball, he knows how to locate it. I still think the area where he struggles a little bit is when he has to throw an off-speed pitch. Making it stay in the strike zone sometimes, I think, becomes an issue, but he has big-time talent. I mean, you can't argue with that, and it looks like, at least thus far, that Charlotte made a decision that was ultimately in the best interest of Teddy Bridgewater and in Sam Darnold, and one that helped both the Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers. And the word that always comes up to me in these situations is fit. Bridgewater's a better fit for who and what they want to be in Denver, and Sam Darnold's a better fit for who and what they want to be in Carolina.
Carolina wins. They improved to 3-0 for the first time since 2015. A hamstring injury for Christian McCaffrey. So if you had him in fantasy or any prop bets.
And he was drafted number one in most leagues.
Yeah, because he's incredible.
Yeah.
And when he's healthy, he is the most dynamic back in the league.
Yeah, close.
He's up there. Yeah. I mean, and he's, you know, catches so many balls out of the backfield if you're in a PPR league.
But right now, he's something that a lot of teams either don't have or choose not to use. He's a feature back.
Right.
He's a guy that's going to run the ball when he's healthy 20-plus times a game and end up with 8 to 10 targets in the passing game. And those guys are rare.
So how do – if let's – we don't know how long he's going to be out. But how does the Carolina Panthers overcome no Christian McCaffrey? They didn't have him last year
right,
for the majority of the season, but they also weren't very good last year.
And they got rid of Mike Davis, but they'll bring back Reggie Bonifane. Some of those guys that they had in training camp that – they ultimately released because they thought Christian would be healthy and Chuba could actually handle the, you know, secondary workload. They'll bring some of those guys back. They know the system, you know, so it'll be easy for them to come in and fill in until Christian's back healthy.
So you got the Cowboys, Eagles, Vikings, Giants, the next four games here for the Carolina Panthers. No division game for the Panthers until the Falcons on Halloween, and that's in week 8. 3-0 start. Over-under preseason was 7.5, but likely out for Christian McCaffrey here for a couple weeks. That would be my assumption. And we know J.C. Horn's out for an extended period of time. Mm-hmm. That loss, you love J.C. Horn.
I do.
Out of the draft, mm-hmm. You said he was your number one cornerback. You loved him. You said Carolina was loving him. He was a starter. Broken foot, reportedly.
Depth. Elite.
How much
depth.
Does that hurt?
Elite depth. Very few teams have elite depth because of the salary cap. And Carolina was just in a position where they had elite depth because it was a draft pick. And now they don't. And now you're one injury away from having someone out there that if, you know, the quarterback can identify him.
And think about their next opponent. You're taking on the Dallas Cowboys. What do they have?
They have multiple options.
A ton of receivers. Yeah. I mean, they got weapons all over the place. They can't stop anybody, so it seems. But they can throw it up, and now you don't have J.C. Horn.
So let me tell you what I used
to do.
That
is a tough spot.
And it's probably more applicable in college than it is in the pros, but at times it's applicable there as well. I was always looking for the Billy Goat. Every secondary in college, except your Alabamas, and even them sometimes, or your LSUs, generally has one guy, he shouldn't be over there in pass coverage. It's my job to make them want to take his scholarship. We're going to move, we're going to motion, but it's all just a facade and a distraction to get the guy who I've identified as the Billy Goat matched up on one of our better offensive skill players. Then we're going to wear him out. I mean, we're going to wear his butt out. And when you start lose guys like J.C. Horn, it becomes more and more likely that you end up with the Billy Goat in your secondary. And in the NFL, that's not a good thing.
Looks like, yeah, what do you got? Dante Jackson.
Dante's a baller. And then Melvin's been there.
A.J. Boye's on the roster.
A.J. Boye's been there.
They got the youngster, Keith Taylor, fifth-round pick. So we'll see. They'll be put to the test next week. But Matt Rhule.
Were you a Billy Goat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. He gets in the game, foul him.
See, everyone always asks me if you know, it was a hack a situation because I couldn't shoot free throws. I'm like, if you're hacking the backup center with 8 minutes to go in the first half, your game plan sucks. Like, that's a horrible game plan. Just.
There's some guys out there, when I see them, I remind them, you know, you were the Billy Goat when we played y'all.
I just talk smack.
Milk the goat.
I just talk smack. So the Panthers get it done. 24-9 victory. More importantly, get the cover.
Yes, sir.
Under hits.
Pulling for our pockets.
If you had Tommy Tremble scoring a touchdown, well done, because he did. 15-1, that cashes. Sam Darnold, 2 rushing touchdowns, 100-1. J.C. Horn and Christian McCaffrey hurt. Take a look at what else we should be paying attention to in Week 3 of the NFL and Week 4 of college football. Stick around. It's the Nightcap here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.